the 99 to come and rescue me. FM 90.3 WJTL, Mac Powell's new song, The 99. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:03.
KCB Fest returns for its 13th year on Saturday, August 23rd at the Junction Center. Please join us for a full day of live music, family-friendly activities, and nonstop fun. Admission is free, but tickets are required. Reserve yours now at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
This morning, our dear friend Lanny Millett joins us from the Potter's House Ministries. He is the Donor Relations Director there. Good morning to you, Lanny.
Good morning, Fred.
Love having you here. You've got to be up there in the annals of WJT fandom of being on the air with us more times than many.
Probably since 1994.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we love having you here. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm glad to be here. Thank
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Oh, for sure. Good morning, Debbie, my wife, and my grandkids, Owen and Everly, and Papa Sam, who's living with us, as well as all the good folks over at Potter's House.
Is Sam still driving his new truck?
Absolutely. It's 3 years old now.
Oh, wow. Man.
Time's gone by, Fred.
Time just flies. Well, Lanny, tell us about the Potter's House.
Well, sure. Potter's House is an addiction recovery and discipleship ministry. We work with folks who are caught in addiction, but with a faith based component to it, because we believe it's changing of the heart that changes the behavior. So we bring folks in, both men and women. We do a 3-month phase one where it's more secluded, and we really work with them on the heart. And it's amazing to see how many baptisms come out of that.
Yeah.
And changed lives. Addiction is an insidious thing. It comes back. And so sometimes we have to bring them around a couple times to help them get it in. But in the second phase, we put them out in the community, and the accountability goes down a little, and the accessibility goes up, but they need to have that in order to be able to function
succeed
in the community. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times they're working, they're getting their lives back together,
right,
getting
and
their families back
yeah
together, because you're not just working with that person, you're working with their family.
We are, and it is exciting to see families being reunited. A lot of the guys, I work more closely with the guys, when they get the opportunity to see their kids again for the first time. Oh, man. They, you know, it's just a celebration.
If folks were to find out more about what the Potter's House is doing, they could visit you online.
That's right. We're at thepottershouselancaster.com. And you got to make sure that Lancaster gets in there or you'll end up in Texas.
Yeah,
good to know. Good to know. Now, another way they could get involved and find out what you're doing and also be wonderfully entertained is you have a big comedy night friend raiser coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is something we started a couple years ago, actually with our friend Gordon Douglas, who provided us with the different resources. But this year we have a local resource too, actually, because Gordon will be there. But then Ryan and Friends will bring the ventriloquism act.
Yeah,
Ryan's a great guy. It's going to be a fun evening, and then you get a meal at Shady Maple.
Which is like, wow, how can you beat all that?
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do it is we're not charging up front. So you do need to register and sign up, but there's no upfront cost. But that is with the understanding that we're going to bring an offering for the ministry. There are right now, I think, 6 businesses that have put in $1,000 to $4,000 each to cover the expenses up front. So everything that comes in the banquet is going to go toward the ministry.
That's wow awesome. So tell us when it is.
Okay, it's September 11. That's a Thursday. We start at, the doors open at 6. Well, the meal will start at 6:30 and the show to follow. But you do need to register by August 27th.
Okay.
Because Shady Maple requires a 2-week advance.
And can they do that at your website?
You can do it at the website or, that's probably the best place to do it. And on the website, it would also give you a phone number and an email if you need to do it that way.
The Potter's House, Lancaster.org is the place to check it out. It's coming up September the 11th, but you've got to get your tickets before the end of August. August 27th is the final date for you to get your tickets. It's an opportunity for you to find out what's happening and what the Lord is doing through the Potter's House, but it's also going to be a great night for food and comedy, fellowship, and just praising the Lord as well.
Amen. And being supportive of a great ministry.
Check it out online. It's at thepottershouselancaster.org. We'll talk more with Lanny coming up in just a bit, and more music on the way. Riley Clemens, Band Reeves, Crowder, and more coming your way.